is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, September 21st, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Russia and Ukraine, and parts of Ukraine that apparently want to become Russia, or at least that's what Russian state media says. Regions of eastern and southern Ukraine controlled by Russia announced plans Tuesday to start voting this week to become integral parts of Russia. The announcement of referenda starting Friday in the Donetsk, Luhansk, Kherson, and partly Russian-controlled region of Zaporizhia come after a close ally of President Vladimir Putin said that votes were needed as Moscow is losing ground, especially in the region near Kherson in the northeast. This war began about 7 months ago, February 24th, the official date or the date that Russia began rolling troops into Ukraine. Former President Dmitry Medvedev said that bringing Russia's regions into Russia itself would make redrawing the frontiers irreversible and would give Moscow then the right to use any means to defend them. Now, these votes are almost certainly going to go the way Russia wants, and it's almost certain that nobody other than Russia and Russian allies will acknowledge that these regions are, after the votes, part of Russia itself. Topic number 4, retail fail. Kind of watching what's going on with retailers here in the United States for clues to the economy. We talked yesterday about Amazon closing down or delaying the opening of dozens of warehouse centers across the country. Now we hear that Walmart, Target, Macy's, and Kohl's are among retailers that are canceling orders to, in their words, better balance inventory levels, which is a nice way of saying that they're not selling things as fast as they expected. They're also cutting prices and packing away products to just sandbag them for next year, which again, not a good sign for the economy right now. This is to basically reflect intentional overbuying after the supply chain issues caused by COVID-19 got leveled out so that they could eliminate some of those issues. When you're depending on just-in-time deliveries and the supply chain gets disrupted, it can really throw your entire business into a mess. And that's partly what happened here. But we're seeing stories like this or quotes like this. For example, Walmart's EVP, Executive Vice President, and Chief Financial Officer John David Rainey said while they'd cleared most summer inventory, Walmart is reducing exposure in electronics, home, and sporting goods, items that tend to be a little more expensive based on disposable income, which Americans in general have less of now that the economy is turning down and inflation is ramping up. This also goes along with Walmart canceling billions of dollars in orders to realign inventories. Target, likewise, said it's reduced its inventory exposure in discretionary categories, things that we might buy as luxury items or as treats, things that we don't need. Canceled more than $1.5 billion of orders in those categories, marking down products. Kohl's says it's pulled back on order receipts and increased promotions to push out some extra inventory. Under Armour said it's made some proactive cancellations due to supply chain constraints to make sure the right inventory is coming in at the right time. In plain English, what all of this means is that American retailers have more product than they have people willing to buy it. And they're trying to find ways to slash inventory to weather the coming economic storm. Topic number 3, headscarf protest. Protests in Iran have turned violent after the funeral of a woman who died after being arrested by Iran's morality police. Mahsa Amini, 22-year-old woman, died on Friday, days after eyewitnesses said she was arrested by the morality police in Tehran, taken into a police van, and beaten. Now, the police there deny the charges. But obviously the people on the street not believing the official story. Some women at the funeral ceremony reportedly removed their headscarves in protest. In Iran, it is compulsory, the wearing of the hijab. This funeral took place in Ms. Amini's hometown, Sakez, in the western province of Kurdistan. According to social media videos, locals gathered early in the morning to prevent Iran's security forces from breaking through to break up the protest. She was arrested last week, Tuesday, by the morality police for not complying with the strict Islamic dress code on head coverings. And according to eyewitnesses, she was beaten by police. Apparently, afterwards, she went into a coma and later died. Reports say that angry protesters marched toward the local governor's office to protest the death. Security forces opened fire on protesters. As of this recording, there are 5 people reported dead in Iran in the headscarf protest. Topic number 2, red heifers. This is a story that pops up every couple of years, and it made the news again last week. Several of you sent me the link to the story, and I appreciate you keeping your eyes open. As much as I try to scan through everything, and as good as Sharon is at trolling the news for me every morning before I get out of bed, we can't see everything, so thank you. The Temple Institute in Jerusalem made a big step towards reinstating temple service. These are their words now. When five red heifers were delivered at Ben-Gurion Airport last week, Thursday. Now, this is the main component in a biblically mandated process of ritual purification to cleanse the ground and cleanse the people for temple service. This is described in Numbers chapter 19. It's a bit cryptic, and as Christians, we don't believe that this is necessary anymore. I bring you this story because this is what some religiously observant Jews see will be necessary to build the third temple. Because the red heifer they haven't had one since the destruction of the second temple, there are currently no Jews who are ritually prepared and purified for temple service. So the Temple Institute launched a red heifer program about 10 years ago, but finding a suitable candidate is really, really difficult. They've not been able to find one in Israel, so they started looking a little farther afield, which is where Bone Israel, an organization that connects Christian lovers of Israel to the Holy Land, stepped in. Native Texan Byron Stinson went looking for red heifers here in these United States and found a number of candidates in Texas. Now, the difficulty here in the United States is that when a calf is born, they're usually tagged in the ear. And if they've got that tag, well, they've got a blemish and they're disqualified. But during the COVID pandemic, the guys who go around doing the tags weren't making house calls anymore. So the cows, the heifers, they're not cows until after they've been bred, between 5 months old, to be ready for the red heifer ceremony, they've got to be exactly 2 years and 1 day old. And these heifers now in Israel will be raised by the Temple Institute until that age, and they will be examined thoroughly until that time. It's difficult because they're not allowed to have even two white or black hairs on the entire heifer, which means the rabbi who inspects the heifer has to do it with a magnifying glass and be very precise. Now, it's going to be interesting to see what happens here. Now, it's our belief that the Temple Institute really doesn't expect to build a third temple, but they maintain that that's their goal, and well-meaning Christians here in the United States, and in China too, we understand, send a lot of money to Israel, to the Temple Institute for this program. Again, I will say, as Christians, we don't need a third temple. Our temple is in heaven, and it's coming back when the Messiah returns at the head of the heavenly host and establishes a new heaven and a new earth. That's when we'll see the third temple. But I bring you this story just to show you what's in the mind of some religiously observant Jews in Israel. Our friends in Israel, some Orthodox Jews, some Messianic Christians, say that the average Jew in the street doesn't want the third temple because they know it would mean World War III. If it's built where they say it must be built, which is where the Dome of the Rock stands on the Temple Mount right now, it would be World War III. They're content with the synagogue system. But the Temple Institute will continue feeding stories like this into the media, and we'll tell you about it just again so you have an idea what's going on. This is all part of being gentle as doves and yet trying to be as wise as serpents at the same time. Coming up, I'm not calling anyone a serpent. I'm just saying we need to be aware of what's going on in the spirit realm because the news headlines are just the shadows on the wall cast by the principalities and powers behind the scenes. Coming up, flipping for chips, or as you Brits would say, crisps. That's next on 5 and 10.
The gods that ruled the ancient pagan world have been restrained for ages. But now, the time of their return has finally come, and they are angry. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Return of the Gods collection. When you order Jonathan Gahn's explosive new book, The Return of the Gods, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the Jonathan Gahn collection on DVD and the never-before-released video entitled Gods of the Bible Unveiled. Jonathan Gahn is back with his most explosive book ever to reveal the ancient mysteries that have been playing out in our modern world, which all signaled the return of the gods. In this stunning book, you will uncover the mystery of the House of Spirits and how it affects an entire nation. Mysteries linked to the exact dates of pivotal Supreme Court decisions. The Sign of the Gods from ancient Mesopotamia that has now appeared in America. How ancient mythology has played out scene by scene on the streets of New York City. And the identity of the dark trinity of gods that have infiltrated America, such as the Possessor, the Enchantress, and the Destroyer, and so much more. Also included in this must-have collection, Gods of the Bible Unveiled. Join Skywatch TV's own Drew Graffia as he sits down with groundbreaking author Derek Gilbert to present the brand new nearly two-hour DVD that systematically breaks down how to understand what the gods in the Bible are and what their place in Christianity is. In this instructional guide, you will be taken step-by-step through why God calls his sons gods in the Psalms, how the fall of Genesis is only one of three divine rebellions, the biblical origin of the pagan gods and demigods, and how the Greek gods and titans found their origin in our Bibles. This instructional DVD has never before been released and was specially produced for inclusion with this limited-time collection. But that's not all. In this amazing offer, you'll also receive the Jonathan Cahn Collection, featuring three uncut, extended, and two hot-for-TV episodes on The Return of the Gods that will leave you speechless, and three additional episodes of Jonathan's best interviews with the Skywatch TV investigative team. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So be prepared to understand the gods like never before as you expose their dark agendas for you and your family. The Return of the Gods Collection. Available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, it's the chip that got away. 30-year-old health and safety worker in the UK was devastated after she discovered a gigantic crisp in a packet of crisps. It's what we in the United States would call bag of potato chips. Packet of crisps in the UK. This was roast chicken flavor. Anyway, it was so large, this crisp was so large that she thought it might be a world record breaker. 30-year-old Gemma Carter said she was eating a pack of Walkers. Apparently, they're the big crisp company in the UK. And one wouldn't come out of the packet. When she finally got it out, said it was absolutely massive. Her oldest son, Robbie, said, "Wow, I think you've got a world record. You're going to get thousands of pounds for that." Apparently, there's a market for record-breaking crisps in the UK. Well, anyway, this crisp, which was 6 inches long and about 3 3/4 inches wide, she set it aside so she could try to research the number of the Guinness Book of World Records people or whoever you call when you find a record-breaking crisp, only to find out when she returned to the kitchen that her husband Dan had come home, seen the crisp, and said it was delicious. Well, easy come, easy go. At Skywatch TV, we do what we do only through your generosity and support. And during the month of September, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, we'll send you as our thank you for your donation of any amount, an important book, When Once We Were a Nation. You've noticed how divided this country has become over the last 5 years especially, but it has been building for a time. This is as divided as the country's been since the Vietnam War, maybe since the war between the states. This is a collection of essays of writers whom you know, including Tom Horn, Sharon K. Gilbert, Derek P. Gilbert, others who are well known to the Defender publishing audience, and we'll send you a copy for your gift of any amount. You name the price. If you're in the U.S. or Canada during September, When Once We Were a Nation, our gift to you for your gift of any amount. Find out more at skywatchtv.com/donate or call us at 844-750-4985. We're going to be in Israel in just a few months. Next March, it's coming quicker than we expected. This time, it is finally on. We've had to reschedule this tour four times. March 19th through 30th of 2023. We're looking forward to going back because we've learned some things about some of the sites that we visited. that we just can't wait to share with you and be able to do it on site and to point right there. That's what Jesus was talking about. Join us for this. You can find out more online. We've got an itinerary posted and also a breakdown of costs. SkywatchInIsrael.com, SkywatchInIsrael.com, and we hope to see you in the Holy Land. This week on Skywatch TV, our special guest is Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Messianic rabbi who is seeing and now preaching about some things that we've been talking about at Skywatch TV for a while. This is exciting because he's got a pretty broad reach. His new book, Return of the Gods, and his argument that the United States has been possessed by some of the pagan gods of the ancient world. We agree. Don't miss the programs with Rabbi Jonathan Kahn. Our broadcast schedule is posted online at skywatchtv.com/channels. These are dynamite shows, I tell you. You can watch it right now if you've got Roku or Apple TV. Make sure you've got the Skywatch TV channel on your Roku or Apple TV set, and then just click your remote, and we'll be right there. Or you can download our free mobile app, and that brings you all of our video content right to your smartphone or tablet that bypasses the gatekeepers of big tech, and watch on your schedule. This is valid for iOS, Android, Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. We have apps for all of those, and you'll find the links to the app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.